Secret Suffragette, written by Barbara Mitchell Hill and read by Gemma Lawrence.
Chapter 1. That afternoon, it was raining cats and dogs. Though I don't know why I say that, because there were no cats or dogs to be seen. Just water, lots of it, beating down from black clouds and leaving puddles all over the schoolyard. Lily! I yelled as I ran towards the gates. Lily, where are you? I was late. The schoolyard was empty and there was no sign of my sister. I was supposed to look after her. She was only 6. Dad was always telling me,
You're 12 now, Daisy. It's up to you to take care of the little ones.
But here I was, soaking wet and no sign of Lily. Shielding my eyes from the rain and peering around, I shouted, Lily! Again at the top of my voice. Suddenly, a head of red curls poked out of the brick building that was the girls' privy. It was Lily. She'd been sheltering from the rain. Very sensible. Good girl.
I'm here, Daisy,
she called, running across the yard towards me.
Where have you been? Did Miss Spike keep you in again?
Course she did, I said.
Why?
She asked as she took hold of my hand. Because she asked who knew anything about Florence Nightingale. I said I knew everything about her, and I stood up and told the class.
Why'd she keep you in for that?
Asked Lily. Because I knew more than she did, that's why. Lily giggled and we ran out of the school gates. She'd never heard about the training school for nurses, so I told her. We hit a puddle and soaked our boots, but we didn't stop. I said I was going to go to that school one day, and Miss Spikyhead said I was showing off. She made me write 100 lines, I must not be boastful. Oh, she's so stupid.
And you're so clever, said Lily as we ran along the road laughing.
Much cleverer than that teacher. And you'll be a nurse one day, won't you, Daisy? Luckily, the rain had started to slow down, which meant we could run faster. We were already late to pick up our baby brothers, Eddie and Frank, from Mrs. Griggs. She always looked after them while we were at school, but she didn't like it if we were late. Mrs. Griggs lived in Tuttle Street, like us, backing onto the railway cutting. It wasn't a nice part of Bow. Our street was dark and narrow, with houses crammed together on either side. Most days, there were lines of washing strung across from one bedroom window to another. I don't know why people bothered, because the soot from the factories dropped black spots everywhere. It was a waste of time, if you ask me. That day, as we ran up the street, the local girls were sitting on the doorsteps, gossiping as usual, with their baby brothers or sisters on their knees. A few lads were kicking a football over the cobbles.
Pass it here, Daisy,
Tommy Watkins shouted as the football rolled towards me. So I gave it a sharp kick, sent it bowling back up to him and joined in the game. I loved playing football. It was fun. But Tommy was the only lad who didn't mind me playing with them. The others shouted, Go home, Daisy O'Doyle, football's for lads, until Tommy told them to shut up. It was Jacob Isaacs who caused most of the trouble.
Think you're a footballer, do you, Carrot Top?
He yelled as he dribbled the ball towards me. Showing off he was. Dribble, 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 then bang! I towed the ball out of his way. It was a brilliant kick. But Jacob was fuming and he gave me a swift shove on the shoulder, pushing me onto the wet stones. Wham! I fell flat on my face, which made the boys laugh. Not one of them helped me up. They just carried on with their game while I struggled to my feet. Oh, what a mess I was in. There was a hole in my pinafore and it was covered in mud. My knees were badly grazed and 2 buttons had burst off my right boot. Mum wouldn't be pleased.